This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. As I mentioned earlier, we were going to check in and a really important story and story we talked about this morning quite a bit as we're checking in with lead pastor at Three Circle Church, Chris Bell, who is in Israel right now. Thanks for joining us, and my gosh, what a story. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Sean. Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Hey, well, thanks for doing it as well. It's amazing with technology to be able to talk to you. Y'all are where in Israel now?
Okay, we're actually not in Israel. We're right across the border in Palestine.
You're in Palestine.
We're in Bethlehem. And, yeah, a lot of people probably don't realize how the borders and all work, but literally, you know, it's very fast to go between Palestine and Israel. We're staying right across the Israeli border in Palestine and Bethlehem, and we came here because I'm the pastor of Three Circle Church, and we brought a team of some staff and spouses to tour the Holy Land. So we were over here, you know, to see it and learn from it and all that good stuff. And we had checked out, Sean. What's interesting is we were told in the lead up to the trip, doing our due diligence, we were told by multiple sources that Israel and Palestine would be one of the safest places in the world for coronavirus issues. I mean, we were just given the green light all the way. And so we're stunned and blown away that we actually ended up at the epicenter of it here. But we came and we stayed at the Angel Hotel, which a lot of people are seeing on the news now. We stayed at the Angel Hotel and had a great first 2 days of our trip. We spent day one touring Bethlehem, and Bethlehem and the Palestinian area is absolutely beautiful. The people are amazing. Came back to the hotel. Then we went to Jerusalem the next day. We saw all the things that would be so important to our faith, you know, and it just incredible day. One of the best days of my life, really, for all of us as a team. And then we come back to the hotel that night, and that's when everything started happening. We found out that there was a tourist from Greece who had stayed here a week before, and he went home and he came down with and tested positive for the coronavirus. So they told us health officials are going to come test all of the workers, and you guys probably are going to want to, when you leave in the morning, go find another hotel wherever you're headed, because they're probably going to shut ours down for a couple of days to clean it up. So we just doing what everybody told us to do. We loaded up all of our luggage the next morning. We were actually headed to Samaria to tour there. And we get a call as we head down the road on our way to turn around that health officials had called them and said that a couple of the workers had been tested positive. So at that point, Sean, I'm a U.S. citizen, so I called the U.S. Embassy. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to know, okay, I'm being told by a hotel to come back, which are fine, by the way. The Angel Hotel staff, they're amazing. They're amazing people. But I still, as a U.S. citizen, I wanted to know, what did I need to do? So I called the U.S. Embassy, and they basically kind of, I felt like, just kind of said, hey, you've got to do what the local officials tell you to do. And, you know, we didn't feel like they were really helpful, to be quite honest with you, in the moment. And so we did. We kind of did what we were told to do, and we came back to the hotel. And after a while, and I'm talking 4 or 5 hours before they let us in the hotel, we came into the hotel. That was 2 days ago. And we've been in what they're calling a quarantine. We've been quarantined since then, and none of us have shown any symptoms. And we just got tested a few minutes ago. So we've been waiting for them to come test us. And finally, the health officials came, and they just tested us in the lobby a few minutes ago. So we've been hopefully, you know, the quarantine, I hope they're going to count it for the past 2 days, because we've heard 14 days. At least that's what we're hearing from the Israelis, before they're going to let anyone across their borders, basically. So, you know, none of our team have any symptoms. Of course, we're going to find out by the morning, you know, what our tests come back as. But that's kind of the crazy story, Sean. And it's amazing to us, you know, because the thing we want to make clear is there's been some misinformation out there about our situation. The hotel staff here and the local government right here in Beit Jala, where we are in Bethlehem, they've been amazing. They're bringing us food. Because we were real concerned, as you can imagine, that I've got 13 people. Are they going to feed us and bring us water and food? Mm-hmm. They have done that. The mayor of Beit Jala actually made sure, Beit Jala, they made sure that we got the medicine we needed, because some of our people are on prescription medicine, as you can imagine. They made sure to find out what that medicine was, get it into the hotel to us. So we are so very grateful for that. And so, again, the Israelis are awesome. I mean, that's why we came here, to see all of this. But we're blown away that we ended up in the epicenter of this kind of whirlwind, and we're just trying to do what we're told, but also we're, you know, I'm on the phone, frankly, Sean, with a lot of people back in the United States trying to get them to help us too, because, you know, we want to get out of here. We want to be flown home, and if they need to quarantine us back home in the United States, that's fine. You know, let's put us at a quarantine site there. But as U.S. citizens, we want to go when we can go. So that's our hope right now. We're praying. We trust God, though, Sean. I mean, it's a situation I never would have chosen, but we trust God that He is in control and that He knows exactly where we are and exactly what we need, and we are fully trusting Him. Although we wouldn't have chosen it, and we can't wait to get home, we're trusting God while we're in the middle of it.
Anyway, just joining us, talking to lead pastor at Three Circle Church, Chris Bell, who is in Bethlehem. Of course, early on reading your story, and I'm good to hear the details, how great the hotel staff has been, because, you know, our minds go, we hear Bethlehem and we hear, you know, no room at the inn, and we think about, you know, the housing history of Bethlehem.
The housing history is pretty funny there, right? And that's what's amazing to us is you never expect something like this to happen, and When it does, though, when life happens like this, it really tells you who you really are, and it tells you, do you really believe the things you say you believe? And we really do. We really do believe that God has a plan in all things. We don't know what He's going to do with this, but we're trying to be faithful and trying to be kind and trying to respect the authorities around us and do what we're told to do, but while doing everything we can to do our due diligence. You know, we've got great people and that are trying to help us back in the U.S. government. We've been on the phone all day with different ones, and we're certainly hoping that some things are going to get done to help us, you know, get home. That would be great.
Yeah, you know, I get your and I feel your positivity, and it's really something with the situation you're in, because I don't want to go negative here, but when you hear that Greek tourist had tested positive for coronavirus, and then many of the hotel staff had, and then you are in that hotel.
That's right.
I'm worrying for you half a world away. I mean, that it's got a weigh on your mind.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, Sean, we've been told by doctors, personal doctors and people that I know, that the vast majority of people, if they do come down with a virus, they deal with symptoms like you would with the flu or something else. And then when it's over and you get through it like you would something else. So that's what's interesting, too, is now I'm certainly not in any way minimizing it. I'm not a doctor, so I'm just going on what people tell me. So do I want to be in this hotel right now? No, I don't. But we're taking all the precautions. You know, we're wearing rubber gloves and mask on our face and being very careful and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, if one of us tests positive, the percentages are astronomical that we're going to be fine.
Yes.
And I think if people look at those numbers, like instead of looking at the hype and the media stuff that's out there, and they really look at the real numbers, I think you'll find that the vast majority of people that come down with it end up being just fine, and that's what we're praying and hoping for as well.
Yeah, well said. Overwhelmingly vast majority of it is just a small percentage, and I'm not a doctor either, so there's two of us that aren't physicians, but it seems like there's extenuating circumstances in a lot of these cases, the people that have some underlying condition.
To the ones that are harmed by the disease, it is very obviously that's a tragedy.
Yes.
So I'm not minimizing it in any way, but our hope is, and our confidence is, number one, in our God and our faith, but also we just believe that if we do test positive, we're going to come through it, and you know we're going to get on the other side of it, and then hopefully we're going to get on planes and come back home. That's our hope.
All right, I've got to ask you this because I'm talking to you right after you got tested, and this is something we hear. Yeah. It's in the news, the testing for coronavirus. What's that process like, Pastor? What kind of walk us through that?
Yeah. So basically, they told us to come into the lobby, and you know, it's always a little nerve-wracking when people who are working on you have masks and stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's not fun. But again, you can either freak out and lose it, or you can go, you know what, this is the road that's in front of me and I got to walk it. So we went in and they had, you know, they have all of our passport information and all that. So they had a little test kit for each one of us assigned to us with our names on them and all that good stuff. And the guy walked me over to a chair. He had me sit down and I had been warned that it was not a pleasant experience. So they took a swab, a pretty long one, and they run it up one of your nostrils. and you feel like the thing's going into your brain, frankly, and a lot of people gagged and coughed and all that. I did not. I just would have bet you a lot of money that the thing had gone through the back of my head. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, and I think I even made the guy laugh because, I mean, I was clutching the arms on that chair pretty hard.
I can picture
that. But when it's over, you know? Yeah, I was glad it was over. And so it was kind of funny. All 13 of us are walking up the steps gagging and, you know, tears coming out of our eyes. And it was pretty hilarious to see a bunch of adults, you know, act like kids. And you know, our nerves are a little on end now because we've been wanting to be tested, but now it's like, okay, now we're tested. We're about to find out, right?
What is that timeline? What is that
process? They're telling us by in the morning. That's what we're hearing, that they'll let us know in the morning, but we don't know. We don't know when. But I think the thing that's tough is, you know, when you're a U.S. citizen, and this will be true of any nationality, any person, you kind of want your people, you know what I mean? You want your folks working on you, right?
Yes.
So it's tough. It's tough to go down and be, again, I can't tell you how amazing the Palestinian people have been. They've been amazing. But again, it's so disconcerting for us in a way to go, man, I am in a foreign country and the world seems to have gone crazy around us, you know,
right,
all over the place. And we're caught in the middle of this thing. And, but all we know to do, Sean, really, is to take one step in front of the other, trust God, do what we're being asked to do, and then keep, you know, making those phone calls. And we're even hoping interviews like this will continue to keep it front and center for some of our folks in government and State Department and all that can help us, that can do something for us, you know.
Well, your spirit is uplifting for us even back home, and that's what you're asking for. It's, hey, if there needs to be quarantine, just come back here stateside and do it.
Well, and the reason we're saying that is there's a precedence for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's others we know that we've been told that they've flown back from Germany and they've flown back from France and they get them back to the U.S. and they put them in a quarantine for however long they have to. And, you know, and that's what we're asking for. We're like, look, let's work with the Israelis, work with the Palestinians. They're amazing people. Get us on a plane, you know, and get us home. That'd be awesome. That's what we're hoping for. But we're going to take it one day at a time, Sean. And we're just asking for the people back home. You know, we love the Gulf Coast. We love the Mobile and Baldwin County area. And it's home. And, you know, we got a lot of great relationships. And so we're just asking people to, I don't want people to worry like crazy for us. I know people already are.
Yep.
But we just want to represent our region well. We want to represent our area well. We understand that we kind of are being looked at right now, and we want the world to know that we really appreciate the kindness of the people here in Palestine and Israel, but we do want to go home.
Well, we're going to keep checking on you from back here at home, but if people, I know you have a Facebook page for your churches. Is that the best place to get information?
Yeah, Facebook. They can go to 3CircleChurch.com. That's our website, but we have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter for 3 Circle Church, and there'll be updates there, and feel free to call anytime. As of right now, you know, I'm able to get calls and all that good stuff, and right now we're just kind of in a waiting game to see what's going to happen next.
All right, well, we're going to be watching it, and we're going to check back in with you, and if you need anything on this end that we can do with this radio station, just let us know.
Okay, man. Thank you so much, Sean.
Hey, thank you. Lead pastor, 3 Circle Church, Chris Bell, checking in from Bethlehem at the hotel. He has been tested. They will find out tomorrow, it looks like, on the results of that. Coming right back, more of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.